As you've heard, Littleton frequently favored a second reed in his bands, which he sometimes played himself. So the Littleton-Fox partnership often took the form of superb clarinet duets. Littleton was no slouch on the instrument. Together they made a superb team, often seeming to read each other's musical minds, as you'll hear in this next couple of clarinet duets. Now, by way of introduction to the second tune, Randolph Turpin Stomp, I should note that at this time, 1951, middleweight boxer Turpin, who was a black Briton, or African Anglican if you prefer, briefly seized the championship title from Sugar Ray Robinson. It was one of the very few defeats for Sugar Ray, who'd only been beaten once out of a total of 133 professional fights. This was a national event of some pride for the British, commemorated by Humphrey with the Randolph Turpin Stomp, written only days before this concert. It's preceded by another of his originals, Blues for an Unknown Gypsy, and both are superb examples of the reed duets of Wally Fox and Humphrey Littleton. Notably, these duets are from a much celebrated concert attended by then Princess Elizabeth II at Royal Festival Hall.
Also a great occasion last week, and Humphrey Littleton has written a tune specially, which is being played here tonight for the very first time, in honor of that occasion. That occasion was the victory of Randolph Turpin. He has written a special number tonight in honor of that great occasion called Randolph Turpin Stomp.
Thank you.
Trump switching from trumpet to clarinet halfway through that Mez's tune. And that was the third of three originals by Littleton, and clarinet duets with his old comrade-in-arms, Wally Fox. The last one was 1992. The previous two duets were live in 1951 at Royal Festival Hall, Blues for an Unknown Gypsy and Randolph Turpin Stomp, celebrating the middleweight victory of that famous British boxer. This is Farewell to Humphrey Littleton on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me in recalling the late remarkable trumpeter, bandleader, author, broadcaster, and Renaissance man, Humphrey Littleton. In 1951 and 52, Littleton was sort of the unofficial host for the second visit to England of the top Australian traditional jazz organization of the late 40s and early 50s. The band was co-led by pianist Graham Bell, no relation to the inventor of the telephone, and his brother trumpeter Roger Bell. The Aussies were welcomed at the dock by the sounds of Littleton and his band. The leader, his family, and some of the Aussie cats lodged at the Littleton residence, and during that visit, a dozen or so tunes were recorded by a combination of Littleton's guys and the Australians. Here are two of Hump's original tunes. First is the frisky Hoppin' Mad. This is Littleton's band with the addition of Australia's best saxophonist, Ade Mansborough. Then one of his very finest originals, Midnight Creep. And this is a fusion of the two bands released as the Bell Littleton Jazz 10, with a delightful reed section of Australians Pixie Roberts and Ade Mansborough saxes with Wally Fox clarinet. Blending the skill of Littleton's outfit and the brash sounds of the Aussies, these are, in my estimation, some of the most exciting hot jazz records ever made in England. Thank you. A fine tune by Littleton in the classic jazz manner, Midnight Creep, played with the Australians of Graham Bell's jazz band in 1951, as was his Hoppin' Mad. Widely popular in post-war Britain and Europe, Humphrey Littleton was a fine trumpeter in several styles, a terrific band leader, first-rate composer, and champion of the New Orleans and trad jazz revival. A Renaissance man, musician, writer, broadcaster, and illustrator, Humph's prodigious talents in a surprising range of fields won him wide admiration and deep affection. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, or requests for a playlist are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, with newly added pictures, articles, links, and audio clips at Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Finally, here's Littleton joining the Rough and Ready Aussies under the moniker Lazy Aid and his Late Hour Boys for Monsboro's jaunty Backroom Joys. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.